Okie doke, artichoke, we're back. So, boom. What were we talking about? Okay, boom. Earth sign, divine feminines. There's money coming towards you. There's definitely money coming towards you. That's gonna help catalyst this into like brighter days for you or something. For sure. I can't make this up. Like, it's two bags. There's two bags coming to you. One is like a medium size bag. It's like it's a little bag, you know. It could be like a couple thousand or something like that. For some of y'all, it could be like a couple little racks, you know, one, two, three racks, something like that coming towards you for whatever, however. And then for the others, it's like the full bag. Like, if you've been waiting on inheritance, a settlement, something big, some court situation play out, or like you sued your company for a fucking workplace violation or whatever the fuck it is, it's like you got an accident, you're waiting for a payout for that, like insurance shit, whatever. It's like there could be different things for everybody, but it's like a bag's coming to hold you over and to give you brighter days and for the guys to show you through those illusions. Like, didn't we tell you we was gonna get you this? Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, cool then. Here's that bag. Like, but here's a bag for your troubles. Here's something to get you over, to hold you over, or to keep you busy so that you can go out, have fun, get new clothes, get new wardrobes, do your hair, do whatever you want with this bag. Have fun with that bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you want to do, whatever you're focused on. If you're like, yeah, I want to do my weight loss journey, okay, throw the bag at that. Get a gym membership. Get some fucking at-home workout things. You know what I'm saying? Get you a smoothie maker, a juicer or something. Like, it's like a little bag in order for you to, like, do what you asked them that you want to do. I don't know. It's different for everybody. So, there's that. Yeah, it's like if you, as an empress, you're popping up as an empress now. It's like, as an empress, you want to sit on your throne. You want to be a certain way. Yeah, I want to lose this much weight before summer. It's like giving me like some time, possibly this airy season, possibly, right? Don't quote me, but between like this season and the next one, like between Aries and Taurus season, you're going to have a bag come in that's like a couple thousand. That's like, here you go. And then like with the bigger bags, a bigger opportunity, it's more where it's like, oh, no. This little bag, I could get little shit with, but this bag, I can get land with. I can buy my first home with. I can get my first car off the lot with. I can start a business. I can start a couple businesses with this. You feel me? I can put some away for my kids' school, for college in the future, or like whatever. It's like, those are the differences in the bags, but I do see two bags here for a divine feminine earth sign. For sure. For sure. Cause they know that you're in your head about like a lot of shit right now. What, Eight of Swords to Eight of Cups, they're like, we need you to walk away from all that. And the only way to do that is for them to show up and be like, all right, cool, here you go. So you were making demands, or it's like prayers, but it's like specific prayers. So it's kind of like demands in a way. Like, I want this to go exactly like this. I want to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that means for everybody, but like, it's specific. So they're like, okay, we're going to give you... It's like whatever the amount of bag that you're going to get, like the little couple thousand, it's like you're going to realize once you spend that, like, oh, well, I was able to get my hair done, do my hair, fucking sign up for a couple months from this gym, you know what I'm saying, membership, or I was able to buy some at-home workout gear for the house, some weights and shit like that. I was able to take care of my necessities for me. If you have a kid, for my kid. I was able to get a new tattoo that I've always been wanting. I was able to redo my whole wardrobe and fucking, I don't know, get whatever. It's like, cool. That's what's up. And then it's like, now that money's gone, but it's like, specifically, it's going to, whatever it is, it's like, the gods are very specific. They're like, all right, cool. You asked for all these things. By the time you're done with this bag, you're gonna have everything that you asked them for. And then it's like, cool, I know they hear me clearly, because what are the odds that after I got done paying for everything, I was able to fulfill all my wishes with that. So it's like my bigger wishes, like those are like the small goals. Like my small goal is I want to lose this much weight and grow my hair and do this and this before the summertime. So it's like, all right, cool. We got you. So your small goals are like being worked on financially. You're able to complete them because they gave you this bag to do so. You know, especially if it's like extracurricular, it's outside of your bills or it's outside of your, you know, the daily needs. So it's like when this bigger bag comes, you already handled those small goals. So now your bigger goals is like, I can go house shopping. I can go car shopping. I can go, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like bigger shit. So, but it's like they need you to officially walk out of this confusion in your head about like what's going on with the gods and you. For sure, they need you to like officially walk away from this. Yeah. For sure. And in order to do that, they're going to show up on your end in more than one way. Like financially, they're going to put you on. They might also be like, show you how to flip that bag too or something like that. Like they might give you a couple racks and it's like, oh shit, well, I got all this money left over after I handled all my small goals. And it's like, oh wow, I could start a little something with this one, or I could start this little business I got back up, or I can invest in this, or you know what I'm saying? It's like whatever it is, you're able to do something with that too. Like, let's say, you know, okay, when I get the bigger bag, I'ma redo my business again. It's like, well, shit, until I get that bigger bag, I can at least afford to pay for my LLC right now. And that shit lasts for like, you know, however long it lasts. I can afford to trademark my shit right now so nobody else can take it. Or I can afford to at least come up with the packaging and the labels, the stickers, like whatever it is that you're going to be doing for business or whatever. Or if it's like you want a t-shirt business, I could afford with this extra bag to get a bunch of plain t-shirts in every color, every size, so that at least I have it. So when I get the bigger bag, you feel me? Like whatever it is, it's like you can complete all the small goals that they asked you for. And then it's like they might, with that last of that little bag, when you're like, oh, I did everything I wanted to, and you're just about to fuck it off or something, they're going to give you an idea. I don't know what your business is or what you're going to do with it, but it's like some type of idea to do with the rest of money that you're kind of sitting on. Because however many racks it's going to be, it's like it's going to be enough for you to like take care of yourself and everything you need, but also still have a little bit more left over. Some of y'all might get like 4 racks. Like 4,000. I forgot. Not everybody uses our slang. But like some of y'all might get like $4,000. $2,000-$3,000. Something like that. It's like, okay, I could do all this with it. And then you still got like $1,500. And it's like, okay, well, shit. I could order a bunch of this. Or I can stock up on this. So that I can have this for my products, my services. It's something to do with an idea to flip that bag and make it come back. So I don't know what that means for everybody. So I'm going to just leave it at that. But it's like, they're gonna let you know. Yeah, it's something that you're passionate about or you're happy about, but it's like, you're able to move forward with that idea.
Bubba, what you wanna watch? What? The Christmas show?
I don't know what that means, baby. Hold on, y'all, cause he's, doing a lot right now. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Wanna watch Batman? All right, cool. That works. Yeah, it's like whatever it is that they're going to give you the idea for, you're already kind of passionate about it. And you're like, oh, yeah. Or like it's something that you put on the back burner because maybe you thought I needed hella money to get this started. And maybe you do, but it's like there is something you can do now with the amount that you have now type shit. So I don't know. They're just going to send it to your mind or give you a dream about it, or it's gonna pop up in your head or some shit. So it's not something I could pick up on because it ain't my fucking idea, you feel me? Yeah, but whatever it is, it's like it's gonna be celebrated, or it's gonna take off, or it's gonna be a popping ass business or something like that, for sure. Yeah. On the other end, It's like the guys don't want you to worry about the bad stuff going on in the background. And I know that sounds like cliche or like too good to be true or like, really? How do you expect me to not worry about the bad shit happening right now? Like, even though I don't feel like it's happening present, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's happening in the background. It's not really in the forefront, but you still know something's going on in the background, even if you don't know all the details. People could be plotting on you, planning on you, doing things or like trying to set you up, or you just feel weird ass energies. It doesn't feel safe. You feel like targeted or something. It's like the gods are sending you this abundance in a way to distract you and be like, focus on this shit. Like, we told you nothing's going to happen to you. We told you you're okay. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing's going to. Nobody's gonna attack you. Nobody's gonna come at you. Nobody's gonna try to fuck you up, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got you. So it's like, they need you to focus on the good stuff. Like, focus on getting your skin, your hair, your health together. Make your appointments. Go out, get some fresh air. Go shopping. Pop your shit. Like, nobody's gonna touch you no matter what's going on. No matter what you feel like is going on. They're not gonna let nobody touch you. So they want you, when you get this little couple, like, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 or whatever, they want you to like focus on your goals and like just do that, because whatever's going on in the background with the sneaky shit, they're gonna handle it themselves for sure. They're like, we're supporting you, we got you, but like, it's literally no point in you stressing about it, if that makes sense. But when you get this bag, it's like they need you to permanently not stress about this, if that makes sense. So once you get this and it's like, oh my God, Nola was talking to me. This happened. I got the notification. Somebody sent me this, or I got the check in the mail, or like whatever the fuck. Once you get this, from that day moving forward, the gods are like, fuck off when it comes to this beef. Like, we got this. It's not saying fuck off. We're not going to protect you. It's saying fuck off. Like, we don't need your help. You feel me? Like, if the gods are whipping their ass, why do they need you to try to whip their ass too, or stress about whipping their ass, or how am I going to take down all these opponents, or, you know, they don't need you to worry about none of that shit. They're like, focus on, live your life, sis. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, focus on yourself. With Three of Pentacles, they're like, ain't no top shooter than the gods. Like, you feel me? They can snap their fingers and something will happen to somebody. So no matter what you're trying to do, if you're going to try to take care of yourself, handle it yourself, fight them yourself, shoot them yourself, whatever, it's like, why would you put yourself in harm's way when we're going to do it anyway? Sit your ass down and focus on your goals. You feel me? So it's like, they need you to stay busy. And I feel like there's a saying, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but I think it was like, an idle mind or idle hands or something like that. I don't remember how the fuck it said, but it's something about like, basically, you need to find something to do when your mind is bored, or like when you have nothing else to do. 'Cause it's like when you're busy, you don't have time to worry about all the details or overthink about stuff all the time. It's like, you're just living your life. But when it's like, you can't really live your life and all you have to think about is the stresses, the worries, the downfalls, then it's like, that's what kind of manifests into your life in a way, or something like that. So they're like, we got you. It's something about the solar eclipse that is making this abundance come to you a little quicker than expected. Yeah, but it's like a major change happening in your life, and they're like, let us do this, let us figure this out. Sit your ass down and like do your nails or something. Shit. Like, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, something about the moon. It could be, we just had a eclipse, right? So that would be a new moon. So the next full moon coming up, that could be a major significant change for you. What is it like the 24th or something? When is the next full moon? Damn, that's hella low. Hold on. I hope y'all don't hear Batman in the background. When is the next full moon? April full moon. Hold on, y'all. 'Cause I think it's the 23rd. I was close enough. It's the pink moon. So the 23rd of April is the next full moon. So sometime around then, there's going to be a major change in your life. I feel like for you, it's good though. It's good, but it's like they need you to stay on that good vibration. Like I don't know how to explain it. Like you're on a good course. Like what you're doing the best that you can do on your journey right now. But it's like there is this energy surrounding you because I feel like you don't know all the answers or you're trying to figure it out, or it's like you're blaming yourself, or there's a million and one things it could be. So it's like there's a possibility that you might end up fucking up your own timeline because it's like you're trying to play like fucking Scooby-Doo solving clues and shit and be like, let me put this together, let me put that together, let me do this, let me figure that out. No, this, like, you're just, it's like you're bored, or not bored, but it's like you literally can't do anything for whatever reason for this situation. So it's like, I don't know, the gods just don't like you being bored because it's not good for your health or something. I don't know. It's not good for something involving you. Yeah, it's like, it's gonna ruin your new beginning. Something about you being bored is gonna end up ruining your new beginning. I don't know if that's because you're just like, I think I said in the beginning of this episode, like, we all got light and dark in them, and it's like, well, shit. It seems like my life is fucked up. I know, even if I don't know all the details, I know enough to know this fucked up shit is happening in my life. I've done everything I could do. I'm putting out on this love and light. Fuck this love and light shit. I'm about to go do some grimy ass shit. So they know, like, when you're bored, I don't know if you, like, get mad, you get pissed off, or you, like, try to resolve it yourself. And it's like, in a way, this may self-sabotage something really big for you. So it's like divine intervention. There's, like, more than one instance that the gods are stepping in to intervene in your life right now. One of them... Yeah. And, you know, take it as it resonates. It might be two situations for somebody. It might just be one situation for another. But whatever it is, it's like, however many it is for you, it's like somebody may have the guy stepping in on their relationship and their personal life too. Like, you're bored. I need you to not be bored because you being bored is going to cost you everything. Like, you know? It's just one of those things. And I don't even know if you're the type of person. I don't even know if you're like the type of person that gets destructive when they're bored. There's some people that's like that. Like my son kind of does that sometimes. So I try to make sure he's entertained. But, sometimes when he's bored with certain things, he'll rip up papers. Like I have to keep buying him books to read him because he'll rip up the papers when he's bored with the book. And now it's gone. So it's like some people get kind of like destructive when they're bored. And I don't know if that's you or not, but it's giving that vibe. And they're like, look, bruh, we love you so much. We're not going to let you fuck this up for yourself. We know that you're expecting something bad at the end of this whole cycle. You've been going through so much. It's all been bad. So we know that you're expecting the worst outcome possible. But we're going to intervene with that. We're going to send you some bread. Keep you busy. Go fucking do something. And figure something out. And fucking be busy over there doing some shit. And we're going to bring your bigger bag to you. But this will hold you off for now. To stay busy with some shit. Pick up some passions. Start a new routine. Pick up a hobby or something. But like, your boredom is about to cost you your freedom, or like it's about to cost you your new beginning, your everything. You're gonna lose the bag before you get the bag because you're bored, and you're the type that's destructive when you're bored. And I'm not gonna lie, as the earth sign, I feel like I'm mainly talking to Virgos and Capricorns. I could be talking, you know, you could resonate if you're a Taurus too, but Tauruses are fine. They're fine bored. They're cool bored. They're cool staying at the house. They're cool being in their comforts. If they got food, snacks, if they like alcohol and weed, if they got that kind of shit, cigarettes, whatever they got that's comfortable to them, if they have it in their home, they're cool with being in their home. They're cool with their own energy. They can watch TVs and movies all day. They don't give a fuck. Capricorns and Virgos, they need to work. I need to do something. Virgos are trying to problem solve stuff, figure things out. You can have Virgo or Virgo placements. Capricorn is like, I'm a mountain goat. Like, where's the next goal I need to accomplish? How the fuck am I accomplishing goals if I'm sitting here bored waiting for some supernatural shit to happen? It's not happening. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like I'm mainly giving this message to divine feminines that are Capricorn or Virgo placements, because Tauruses, I know a lot of Tauruses. They're, as long as they got their shit at the crib, they're content. They're not tripping. You've been in the house too much. You're like going stir crazy, or you haven't gotten out in a while, or you haven't been around people socializing, or even if you don't want to talk to people, you just haven't been able to be outside of the shit you've been going through for a while. So it's like, we gotta mix something up, because at the end of the day, yeah, it's like you're going to jeopardize your new beginning, your relationship, your future, you know, your everything you've been working hard for is hanging in the balance. I'm not saying what you're doing now is going to ruin it, but the gods can see if they don't intervene soon that your ass is going to go down the wrong path. For sure. Yeah. So they're trying to like do something to protect you. Yeah, you're very powerful. You're like one of the strongest soldiers. It's like they fuck with your bloodline, or like you're the only one in your bloodline doing this. And they're like, yeah, this one's a gangster. Like, this was one of our top soldiers. Everybody in the heavens know them. Like, we got to do something for them, because if we don't, it's like, what the fuck? Like, damn, all that hard work for nothing. But I feel like you don't care. It's like you're thinking for now. You feel me what I'm saying? You're like, this is my life right now, and I'm not worried about how this is going to affect my past life. I'm not worried about how this is going to affect my future self. How I feel right now is I'm about to lose my fucking mind if something doesn't change. It's like, out of the earth signs, the only fixed one is a Taurus. So they're set. They're cool. Like I said, as long as they got whatever makes them comfortable around them, they're good being stuck like that. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Capricorns and Virgos are not built like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just not. And it's nothing wrong with that, but they gotta move. They gotta be doing something, or it's gonna get destructive. So it's like, yeah, they're like, man, this is one of our best teachers, or this is one of our most powerful soldiers. We know we can, they're a leader of the future. Like, they're going to be this great celebrity, or this great speaker, or this great author, or whatever the fuck. But like, they ain't going to be none of those things if we don't get they bored asses from being bored, because they're going to start being violent or like destructive or something. Yeah. For sure. You have Leo or Leo placements in your chart, and it's like, yeah, it's like you got a lot of placements in your chart. You can have like Capricorn placements, Virgo placements, Leo too. So it's like with those paired, like with Capricorn or Virgo and Leo in your chart somewhere, it's like you're constantly on the move or on the hunt. Like, you know what I'm saying? The fucking lion ain't gonna sit there and wait for the action to come to them. They're gonna go find the action. They're gonna show that I'm the king of the jungle, the queen of the jungle. So it's like, you're not able to prove yourself, or you're not, even if it's just not trying to prove yourself to somebody else, you're just not able to do anything, and it's bothering your soul. It's like, I'm not one of these motherfuckers that's gonna sit in the house all day not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what's out there. Let me face it head on. I'm not scared of nobody. Like, what am I in here for? Like, what do y'all got me sitting here for? Like, what are y'all doing? What is taking so long? It's like, whatever it is, they know it's like stirring up some type of self-sabotage in you, where you're just like, fuck all this shit. I'll knock all this shit over. I don't give a fuck. It ain't moving anyways. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be something that's going to change. So with these Two of Pentacles, again, I'm looking at it more so like the gods are like, look, the energy that you have, Divine Feminine Earth sign, like, I'm not going to hold you. This reminds me of Nyx, N-Y-X, Nyx. She's a goddess that is a Greek goddess, but like Zeus, the most powerful god out of all the Greek gods, he's scared of Nyx. So it's like, I'm not going to lie, Divine Feminine, something about your mindset or your energy or something like that, it actually scares the gods a little bit because you're unpredictable. It's like, yeah, it's a little scary. Like, I'm not saying that they feel like, oh, you're going to kill them or nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're clearly the most powerful, but it's like, you're doing a mission for them. You're here for a purpose, and it's like, they're almost there at that purpose. And then it's like, damn, we almost had them, or this is going so well. But then, like, if we don't interject right now, all that shit will be for nothing, and like the whole world will collapse. You know, it's like whoever you are, they have a big plan for you. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. They're just like, you're so powerful. It's kind of scary because it's like you're a human or something. I don't know. It's like you might even be like a god or a goddess in human form. So it's like they know they can't really control you too much, but they're just going to try to show you like we're helping you. Especially if you're a god or goddess incarnated on this planet. It's like, bro, we didn't leave you hanging, like, dog. We got you, dog. You one of us. Like, and you're like, I ain't never been fucking down here before. It's ghetto. Like, fuck this shit. Why am I in this fucking place? Like, get me out of here. Da da da. You're just like cutting up, or like, that's how you are when you're bored or you're mad or you're going stir crazy or something. It's like, why the fuck am I sitting in one spot? You probably are the type of person that don't like sitting in the house all day. You gotta go do something. You don't give a fuck if you're just walking to the store. Like, let me do something. And the fact that for whatever reason, you can't go and do as you please because of certain circumstances you've been praying to get out of, you've been working on getting out of, and it hasn't budged an inch. It's like, yeah, they're scared. I don't know. They're just like, please, baby, baby, please. You got hella incomes coming in, though. You're going to have, from this other bag, the second bigger bag, that's like your own wealth on your own. Like, you got wealth to sustain yourself, like, on your own. And then when it comes to, like, when you get with this partner, because I did mention love at the beginning, it's like, now y'all get together, y'all put y'all both y'all bags together, that's generational wealth. But it's like, your second bag is like, I'm wealthy. The first one is like, all right, cool, I came up off a little, you feel me? Like, I got a little something to move around with a little bit. The second one's like, I'm wealthy. Or like, yeah, like, I'm rich, maybe. Like, the second one's like, yeah, I'm rich. The next bag, when it's like you and your partner are merging your bags together, it's like, yeah, we wealthy, like generationally wealthy. Our kids are gonna eat. You feel me? And this is what they have for you, but it's like, why you hiding that from me? Or it's like, why you not telling me this? Or why you not showing me this? Or something like that. But the king and queen of swords, the gods are scared of the way you think or the way your mindset is. It's like, you know, it's your, you know, you're a god or a goddess or something. You know how powerful you are. So it's like, you don't care. You know about, like, it's like, you know about life, the secrets of the universe or something. You know that we never really actually die. You know what I'm saying? You know that what's in store for you for the afterlife. You know, even if you do something fucked up right now, and it causes you to lose your life, that you're still gonna go to the heavens because look at all, you cleared all your karma. And it's like, you know the fucking rules or something. So they're like a little nervous. Like, damn, this motherfucker know a little too much. And it's like, let's just stand on business. You feel me? Let's just stand on business and just like, yeah, let's just stand on business. Facts. The king and queen of swords and then the ace of swords here. Like, it's a fact. They're working on this. They're like, your energy is aggressive though. And they know this about you. But it's like, in this lifetime, you're supposed to be like a teacher, or it's like hidden, like your aggressive energy is like hidden. It's like you're keeping it under a mask. if you stay busy and positive and like nurturing and loving, like the aggression never comes out. I mean, if somebody tests you or your kid or something like that, okay, you know, whatever, your lover or something, of course you're gonna stand up for them. But it's like, they know you can be a menace. They know you can literally be a menace if you wanted to, but it's like, you're not. And they appreciate that you're not, but it's like, we need to stop bullshitting this person and like step in, because they're like one more thing, one more bad news away from being a menace, if that makes sense. Like, you could have even said something like that. Like, yeah, with the, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. With the death card here, facts. 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 You said something to the gods, and it's like, this is why they're like, we gotta do something, because like I said, for you guys, y'all cleared all your karma for like the past 16 years. You've been clearing it. Cool. That shit ended in January, because I remember saying that. I don't remember what date, but it was January something. And then boom, we're in April now. You're like, what the fuck, nigga? You got me fucked up, dog. Like, you feel me? Like, you're cussing. And it's like, you're a matter of fact. Like, even if you're not specifically saying God, Jesus, whatever, whoever you're talking to, it's like, in general, you're like, everybody, all the spirits got me fucked up, or all the universe got me fucked. Like, whatever it is, you're just livid. And you could have literally said something where it's like, that, it's like, I'm seeing Ogun in these cards because I'm using my Orisha cards. But you don't have to be like into voodoo or voodoo or anything like that. But like, I see Ogun here. And Ogun is a very, it's a masculine energy. It's a, he's a warrior. He's a fighter. You know what I'm saying? He knows, he's known for like battle and war and stuff. So it's like, this is in you. This energy's in you to wreck shit. But it's like, you're trying to be what they want you to be. And it's like, but y'all playing, dog. You're playing with me, dog. Like, you guys are pussyfooting around, or you guys are, what's that shit called? Leading me on, or like, back up, Bubba. Please. Bubba, please. Come on. Thank you. It's like, they're leading you on, or like, pulling you by a string, or like, just doing something to like, keep you stringing along. Like, okay, okay. Let's, you know, they're getting frustrated this month. Let's try to do something else and tell them good news is coming. And then like, okay, they'll hold them over. But then the good news don't come. And then that keeps happening over and over and over and over again. It's like, nah, fuck that good news, dog. You're bullshitting me. Make that shit physically happen. I'm a fucking snap. Like, but somebody specifically said something like, if I get one more piece of bad news, I don't know if I'm ever going to recover from that or something. It's like, it's too much. It's even to the point that it's like, your soul, with the Hermit card here and the Queen of Swords, it's like your soul, it's like your soul is ancient or something, or like, you know, this is not what you signed up for. Half the shit that you're going through, it's like, it's extra. It's like, why the fuck is it extra? Why is this allowed to be happening to me? Why am I still going through this? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, nigga, I remember what I signed up for, and it wasn't this. I wouldn't have never signed up for this. You feel me? Like, I ain't say I was going to go through this shit for 20 years. I wouldn't have never came down to earth if that was the case. You feel me? Like, whatever it is, you know for a fact, this is not in your Akashic records. This is not what you signed up for before you came to earth. But somehow, it's happening, and it's allowed to happen to you. And it's like, you don't see it stopping anytime soon. So, yeah, they're just like, fuck, we gotta save the world from this person. I don't know. Yeah, with the Hangman here, it's like, they're kind of like figuring this out themselves. I don't know. It's giving me like, you're very powerful. And like I said, you're a God incarnate. So in a way, it's like, mommy gonna pick a show, Bubba, because you be changing it every 2 seconds. Damn, what was I saying? Yeah, so it's like, since you're like a god or goddess incarnated or whatever, it's like, some of the shit that you would be saying to them, or you be threatening, or you be like, I ain't doing this shit no more, or fuck all this shit, or whatever you be saying, if you was a regular human, they'd have been took your little ass out. But it's like, you're one of them, so they can't. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, we gotta kind of just eat this. We know we fucking up. It's like, they wouldn't be just cussing at us if we wasn't really fucking up. Or they wouldn't just be, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be threatening this and that if we would have just helped them already or whatever. Or like, yeah, they right. This shit should have been done. So they know the power you have. So it's like, they're trying to, yeah, facts. They're trying to show something, do something from a different perspective or something like that. Oh, going to pop a leg, but popped out. Some of you guys might actually be a practitioner, divine feminine earth sign. You might actually be a practitioner. You might work with Papa Legba in particular, or like Ogun in particular or something. But I'm seeing like, yeah, you made a wish. You could have asked Papa for something like, hey, can you do this for me real quick? Or can you do that for me real quick? And it's like a part of your wish fulfillment. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, it's like a part of your wish fulfillment. Like, you could have been like, I don't know if you work with the gods, deities, what you work with, Orisha's Luwa, whatever, like, but you're praying to them and they're like, this little bitch is crazy. Like, let me just go ahead and give her what she asking me for. So somebody asked Papa Legba for something in particular. If you don't talk to Papa Legba and you ask your angels or whatever, then just fit that as it fits. But I'm seeing Papa Legba in the cards because I'm using this deck. And he ain't gonna just pop out unless it's about him. Yeah, but there's a witch doctor here. Like, somebody that's a practitioner or something that asked Papa Legba for something. And you're like, bro, I gave you offerings all the time, dog. I know you be protecting me, but like, what the fuck is going on, bro? Like, for real. Like, be honest with me, bro. And he was like, I got you. Like, with the Ten of Cups, the whole spirit team is like, bro, we got you, we got you, we got you. Just calm down, calm down, calm down. Like, I don't know. They scared of your ass, though. I want to say it's more so like they're scared because it's like the energy in you that's unpredictable. It's like, it's powerful and it's on this planet, if that makes sense. So, with that, I don't know. If you decided to be a menace, it would be bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're a god or goddess and you decided to just be dark. You're not getting caught. You're just gonna be dark. You're just, you know what I'm saying? You're not getting caught. You're gonna be good. You're gonna get away with crimes and shit. Like, but it's like, it's not helping anybody. You're supposed to be here to like help humanity or heal people or teach people or do something bigger on a bigger scale. And if you become a menace, it's, yeah, it's gonna benefit you and help you. But it's like, damn, we ain't got no other strong soldiers down there to do this role. Like, this is the only person that can pull this off on this planet. Fuck. And even if we have a kid that's born to replace them because they were like, fuck us, that kid ain't gonna be this age for a long time. And then what if that kid ain't a strong enough spirit to get this job done? So it's like, whoever you are, you're here for a particular purpose. And it's here to like spread love and light. And you've been trying to do that. But it's like, I don't know, bro. You just have, it's like you got one bad news away from snapping. And I feel like you know this and they know this too. I don't know. Something about your third eye. You could be getting visions, or you did get visions about your, yeah, you could have already had visions about like your new beginning and your abundance coming in and your love life and all that. And it's like, stop fucking showing me that shit if it ain't gonna fucking happen. I'm still single. I'm da-da-da-da. Like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Like, you're just going in. You're going off. Like, don't fucking show me that shit if it ain't gonna fucking happen, dog. What the fuck is happening here? So they're like, but we swear it is. And I don't know. With the Nine of Swords, you don't get sad. You get mad. And it's giving me that you are like a god or goddess on this planet, because it's like you're used to being on other realities, other realms, other dimensions, where it's like instant manifestations. If you say, I want a dog to appear, the dog's gonna appear. Like, it's like instant manifestations, you know? Powerful things, like your words instantly turn into what you manifested. Your thoughts instantly manifest, like other planets, realities, that can happen because it's on a higher vibration. You're on a low vibrational planet where everybody's doing low vibrational things. And even though you're trying to be high vibing and spreading good vibes and stuff and keeping on this peace trail, it's like everything coming at you is dark and ugly and fucked up, and it's not fair. And it's like, I'm about to explode. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I see the Nine of Swords here, and it's like, it's pain, but I see quotes about this. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's basically like, not all pain is expressed through like sadness or hurt. Some pain is expressed through anger. So I feel like for you, your pain is expressed through anger, and they know this. And it's like, especially if Ogun popped up in the reading, for sure. You hurt people when you're mad. It's not like I'm gonna say something mean to hurt your feelings. I'm going to beat you when I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a violent anger streak that they know that you're trying to keep out of this lifetime. But if you're bored and you're angry, it's like, I don't know, you might have like a violent streak that is like they're trying to prevent from happening or something. Yeah, so there's like angel, or it's like it's gonna feel like an angel came in or stepped in. You're gonna feel the divine intervention happen. Like, when this notification comes through and you get this couple $1,000 or whatever to hold you over, to keep you busy so you ain't bored and you can go and do something, I don't fucking know. But it's like, when that comes through, you're gonna feel like an angelic presence, like, oh my God, like, my angels really came through. Or it might be like the amount of money might come through as an angel number. You might get $4,444, and it's like, that's a fucking angel number. You know what I'm saying? You might get $2,222. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, it's like, you're gonna be able to tell that, like, this was sent from the gods, this was sent from the heavens, cause, like, what's the word? How you say that shit? Like, what are the chances that that would happen? Or, like, how the fuck did that end up being an angel number or something like that? Yeah, the cosmos are like... I'm sorry, but it's kind of funny. Because I never looked at the card like this until now. But it reminded me of when I was a kid. I got lost in the store. The lady that raised me... Of course, I thought she was my mom at that time. I'm like, maybe my son's age, like 4 or 5 or something. And maybe, actually, I might have been younger than that because she didn't have my little sister yet. So I might have been like 3. She had my little sister when I was 4. But like, I could have been like 3 or something. And she was telling me that, and I briefly remember this vision. I briefly remember like the memory in a vision. But, I think we were like Macy's or Sears or something, and she was shopping. And she had that little, I think it's like back in the day, it wasn't a backpack. I have one for my son too, but it's like a backpack that has like a little leash thing on it. So that when we're in public places, like if we go to a festival or like a big place, I have him, you know what I'm saying? It's not really saying like I'm walking my kid, like he's a dog or nothing. That's weird, but it's like people kidnap kids all the time. If I feel anything tug on that fucking thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, she had something like that for me, but it was like a wrist thing. Like, it went on her wrist and my wrist so that I wouldn't be running around. She didn't lose me as a 3-year-old, but I was hella smart, and it was like a Velcro thing. So I unhooked the Velcro and attached it to like a fucking sweater or a teddy bear or something. And she was kind of like, you know, when you're a kid, they kind of walk behind you a little slow. So her arm was kind of like lagging behind her a little bit. So she thought I was still attached to it. And I wasn't. And she was like running around the store looking for me for like hours. And I was watching her and just like in the clothes. You know how like there's the clothes on the hangers and you can like hide in the clothes. I was like hiding, watching her and laughing and like playing hide and seek. And it was freaking her out or whatever. So it's kind of giving me like that. I don't know how else to explain it other than that experience that I had as a kid. But like, it's like... It's like the same way I kind of freaked out the lady that raised me. And, you know, she kind of had me on a leash. So it's like, okay, I got her. She's safe. She's okay. You know, I can kind of pull her this way, that way. I know she's always with me. We're on the same page in a way. Like, I can do my shopping and I know my kid is safe or whatever. It's like kind of like that with the Cosmos. Like they kind of got you on like a leash, or they're trying to put you on a leash, or it's like they're trying to, I don't know. It's like, fuck, I don't know how to explain it, bro. Yeah, it's like kind of like that moment right before. Bubba, back up off the TV. Let me pause it here and get him together, and then I'll pick it back up. All right, man, let's hurry up and finish this shit. But like, it's like that moment right before I fucking unsnapped the Velcro from my wrist and connected it to the wool sweater or the fucking teddy bear or whatever it can stick to make her think that she's still pulling me around. Like, that's kind of this moment right now, like, with whoever this is resonating with and how the gods feel. It's like they got you on like a little kid leash or whatever the fuck those are called, so that you don't lose your kid. And it's like, if one more bad thing pisses you off, you're gonna take that shit off and do whatever the fuck you want to do, run around, and they don't know how to catch you, and it's like they're gonna be freaking out and worried. And it's like, but your purpose is so fucking big that it's like, it's monumental. It's like, it's gonna change a lot going on with this society or something. I don't know if you're like the next fucking Malcolm X or Martin Luther King, or I don't know if you're the next like big ass name like that. You could be the next astronomer, the next fucking philosopher. I don't know who the fuck or what the fuck you are, but it's something very important that it's like, okay, let's keep an eye on this one in particular. Let's watch this one in particular. And they're saying that, like, yeah, it's bad. It's your temper. It's like the same scenery is pissing you off, or something is too much. It's like overburden. Like, all you be doing is just like, man, I just want this. I just want this. I want that. I want that. I'm working hard for this. And you ain't got none of your wish fulfillments come through. And instead, it's just a bunch of bad shit happening. And it's pissing you off. And then it's like, I see the Nine of Swords and the Ten of Swords. There's something else that's about to happen. But it's like right before this thing is about to happen, they're gonna distract you with a couple $1,000s to keep you busy, so that when you find out about this last stab in the back, it's like, you're happier. If that makes sense. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know how I said you might be like one bad news away from snapping and becoming a menace? It's like, fuck. Like, the gods are like, fuck. Like, we can't not have this happen, because this is going to happen regardless. There's one more thing with the Nine of Swords, then the Ten of Swords right next to it. There's one more thing that's going to fucking happen. But they're trying to figure out how to... It's like, they can't stop this from happening because it has something to do with your purpose or your journey. But they're also trying to find a way to make sure that you don't snap and become a menace and ruin the whole journey. And it's like, fuck, like, now the world is shit. Like, this was supposed to be the person that saved this generation, or, you know what I'm saying, like, the kids are the future. Maybe you're the person that was gonna change the school system or change the fucking laws, or I don't know, you're just really important. And it's like, fuck, like, we don't have it no more. Like, what do we do? So it's giving me like, yeah, there's some stuff from your childhood that, or like your past that may come up. It's like the straw that broke the camel's back, baby. But I see that, like, somehow before that last straw breaks, they're like, send that motherfucker some money, dog. They're like, get that motherfucker out the house. Let them feel cute and dressed up and have them go do something outside. Go make some friends or something. Go say hi to some people. Make sure everybody that they meet that day is nice. Because when they get back home, or a couple days after we get them the money, this bad news may happen. And if they're in a good mood and they're like, Well, you know, it's like your perspective is different. It depends. Like, if you're knowing, okay, the guy showed up for me, I got all these things, and I know I got something else coming. They prove to me that they hear me, that they're fucking with me, that I'm not in trouble or whatever you were thinking. So it's like, they wouldn't have gave me this if I was bad. They wouldn't have gave me this if I was in trouble. So like, it's about your perspective, you know? So it's like, that's why they're trying to get you to see something from a new perspective, is because it's like, they got to. Because if they don't, and then this shit happens, it's like, oh, y'all don't fuck with me then. All right, bet. Like, it's like a big difference. You feel me what I'm saying? It's like, if you're in a happier mood and you've been seeing that they fucking with me, and you know, okay, this other stuff is on its way too, because if this came and it was a miracle and I can tell this is a gift from the gods, then I know they got more for me. I'ma stay faithful and keep it, you know, I'ma stay locked in, versus like this first bag don't come to you or whatever it is, or you can't meet these little goals, or you can't have a change of scenery or whatever it is for you. If that shit don't play out like that, and then you get this bad news, it's like, oh, bad, I'm about to be a menace tonight. I'm starting tonight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not holding back no more. So they know this is bad. They know this is bad. With the Page of Cups, whatever they're about to send to you, it's like, it's gonna be a miracle. It's gonna be like, what? That was like, I pray for that. Or like I said, it's gonna be able to take care of like everything you've been wanting to take care of, or everything you've been wanting to do. You're like, fuck, I wanna get out the house. Let me go on a trip. Let me take a little mini road trip here. Let me, you know, whatever the fuck it is, they're gonna provide that for you. Because if they don't, baby, and then some bad news hits you again, and they know there's one more main event that is like, I don't know. It's like you're in the middle of a timeline. Like, you're at a crossroads right now in your journey. And it's like every detail, every move is crucial, is hectic right now. And this could make or break your entire future, but it's not just yours. It's like something about the collective. So, whoever you're supposed, like, if you're supposed to be a big teacher, or you're supposed to be a big speaker or philosopher or scientist or whatever, it's like everybody on that path that was going to get inspired by you or learn from you or read your books or something about your hypotheses or your thesis or your TED Talk interview or like whatever it fucking is, like, those people are never going to hear those words, which makes it like, if you were their person that saved them or inspired them, that's not going to happen. So it's a domino effect or something. Yeah. And it's like, just say, like, I'm seeing two versions of yourself. Like, it's showing me that, like, if the gods did not make this miracle happen and like divine intervention, then it's like, everything you healed from is just gonna come back. It's gonna be baggage. And it's like, all that rage, like, all that fucking time I spent healing, wasted. I knew nobody really cared for me. I knew nobody really liked me. If you had abandonment issues, that's coming up. Anger issues, that's coming up. Alcohol addiction issues, that's coming up. Sex addiction, that's coming up. It's like, whatever you just healed through, since you feel like it was all a sham and the guys just keep letting bad shit happen to you, it's like all those things you just healed from is coming back, and you're really just gonna be a menace. It's like you're heartbroken. They know that, like, your heart's been stabbed 9 times, and like that 10th one is it. That's gonna take you out. But it's like, if they fucking start trying to help you heal your heart before that stab comes in, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like that shit is unimpenetrable, or it's not gonna take you out or make you that person. Yeah. I'm not gonna hold you. Some of y'all, somebody I'm talking to, demons are scared of you. Like, the gods and demons are scared of you because they don't know. You're unpredictable. They don't know what you're going to do. You might not even know what you're gonna do. You might be those type that when you're mad, you black out. And you don't remember anything until it's all said and done. You might have like Mars in Cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your anger is based off your emotion. Like how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you have emotional outbursts when it comes to anger. But it's really bad. It can, like, lead to violence or, like, death when you're mad. I have Mars in Cancer, so I don't know how else to explain it other than, like, I gotta smoke a lot of weed. When I'm going through a lot of shit, I gotta smoke a lot of weed, because if I don't stay calm and I know I'm mad, like, I can still be mad and smoke, and it calms me down and be like, I ain't about to go do nothing. If I don't smoke and I'm that mad, it's like, I'm about to go hurt this person. Cause it's like it's not gonna calm, there's no calming down. Your anger is just gonna keep building up cause it's an emotion. And then you're gonna act out of that emotion. You feel me what I'm saying? For me personally, I know I have that in my chart. So I try to keep it in balance. Cause even before I read my chart, I used to say this shit years ago. If I even had a podcast, I'm like, dog, I don't like who I am when I'm fucking mad. Don't make me mad. And I used to just warn people, like, don't do that. Stay on this side of me. Don't piss me off. They'd be like, no. Don't do that. Stay on this side because I don't know what I'm going to do to you when I'm mad. So let's just not do that. Somebody has that same energy here. And they're like, help me, please, baby, just stay calm, like, please, just let us deal with it. You just walk away from the situation, whatever it is. It's like, it's gonna be one of those things where you feel like you need to go and handle it yourself. And then if you feel like the guys keep abandoning you and not helping you, even though they're not, I see that they're not, but it's like you feel that way, because it's about emotions, right? It's about how you feel. So even if you feel that way and they weren't able to intervene, baby, you'll set this whole world on fire and not give a fuck about it. I'm not gonna hold you. I see it. Eight of Cups, Eight of Pentacles. Yeah, they're gonna have you focus on something that you've been asking them for, or plenty of things. It's like little requests. It's not big things. It's like, oh, I want to work on my skin, or I want to get rid of my stretch marks, or I want my face to clear up, or I want to grow my natural hair, or I want to fucking learn how to do this hobby, or let me do this with my kid, or I want to experience that. Like, it's little things. It's nothing real big, but it's like, the way it's going to present itself is like, oh my gosh, finally, yeah, awesome. I can go and do some shit. I can work on this now. I'm excited about this. It's like you get a passion, a spark, and it's like, and they're actually like, whoo, 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 cool. We ain't got to keep juggling back and forth now. She gets it. This divine feminine earth sign gets it. They got it. They're good. There's no back and forth between good and evil anymore. It's like you're at a fork in the road and you pick the right one to go down the right path versus like, I'm going to go down this one and fuck up everybody. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they're like, we need you to see that the other paths are like bad so you get steered this way. Yeah. Yeah, for some of y'all, it's definitely money, because I see like juggling money or like back and forth or like penny pinching or like, let me move some money here and put this with that and make this happen for myself. It's too much. It's too much going on. You know what I'm saying? You got too many burdens going on at once. You got people attacking you spiritually, physically. You got financial problems going on. You know what I'm saying? You can have your own shit you're healing through going on, your own issues going on too. You got a million and one things. Shit going in society's not right. Like, there's a lot of shit going on with you and then some. So it's like, let's try to help this person with like something going right in their lives before we lose them completely. That's the only thing I can see, because they know. They're like, you remind me of like the energy of like Samuel. I taught you guys about Samuel before, but Samuel is like, God's secret weapon. Like, if you look up Samuel, he's considered as like the God's secret weapon because, he's an angel that can like kill. He's like a hitman, basically, for the gods. Like, but you're doing it for the justice of the gods. But he can also be a demon. Like, you know, so he can go to heaven or hell and not be stuck there or not get in trouble or not get banished from heaven because he went here. Like, he's not going to get in trouble for any of that. He can go anywhere he wants. Samael. So it's like, I'm not saying you are Samael, but you have the energy of Samael. Like, you're an angel and a demon. But it's like this dark side of you. This world is trying to bring that out of you, and that's not what you came here for. Yeah, facts. With the Four of Cups, Six of Pentacles, yeah, the gods are like, here you go, here's an offer, here's some physical gifts, here's something you can physically hold in your hand, you see it in your account, you can go and buy it at the store, you know what I'm saying? It's like physical things coming towards you for sure. Yeah. To keep your mind on point, because it's your mindset. If your mindset is a certain way, your perspective is only seeing darkness. Like, you might be going through so much, you don't even see how much you accomplished, because all you see is what you've been going through. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't see how much you accomplished as a person, or how far you got in your business, or how good you are as a mom or a girlfriend, or like whatever the fuck you got going on in your life, a friend, a coworker. You don't see the good because all you're seeing is bad. Or you're seeing like red flags everywhere, or just bad thing after bad thing after bad thing after bad thing happening to you. Yeah. And it's like, are you sure I'm not in hell? Are you sure I'm not in? Because if I'm in hell, I'ma just, you know how they say, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. Like, if I'm in hell, I'ma just do what they do. Like, fuck am I being nice for, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying? What fuck am I doing this shit for? So it's about, like, with the Ace of Swords, the Queen of Swords again, Six of Wands, it's about you changing your perspective and fully seeing everything that you need to see from what's actually happening versus like an illusion. Like, somebody literally believes, like, as much as you pour into the universe and you talk to the gods and y'all might work with deities or lead them offerings and stuff, you literally feel like they don't fuck with you. Like, you're like, ain't no fucking way. Like, you feel like, oh yeah, y'all might protect me, you feel me? Like, nothing happened to me physically, nobody attacked me or hurt me or nothing, but like, y'all literally leaving me hanging when y'all see that I have nothing, or I'm losing my mind. Nobody's making a change, you know? So it's like, they're like, I swear to God, like, but I like, no, the guys are like, I swear, dog, that's not even it. Yeah. Damn, this is kind of, this is an on edge type of reading. I feel like I'm on edge. Like, what's going to happen? I don't know. It's up to you. I don't even know if it's really up to you. It's up to your emotions, baby. The Knight of Swords, the Five of Wands. Yeah, somebody's ready to fight. Like, you want to fight people. Like, when you get mad, you want to fight. I get it. I said that shit on my last episode. I was like, this is making me mad. I want to punch somebody in their face. You know, you could be like that too. Like, the moment something pisses you off, it's like, you choose to walk away from things when you know I could physically hurt something. So let me walk away now because I will punch you in the face. I'm mad. It's like that type of energy. Yeah, somebody want to fight, and it's like, you're, every time you receive news, it's like, can I just fight them? Or like, what are we doing? Like, what are we really doing? Yeah. Like, are y'all protecting me? Because how are they still attacking me? Like, what's going on? How's this bitch still able to do this? How is this motherfucker still able to do that? How are they still getting over me? You know, it's like a childhood wound that you're healing of, like, people, like, it could be like child abuse, sexual abuse, or like you could have went through domestic violence or something. And then it's like, you're healing from that, but then you also don't feel safe because somebody's still hurting you, if that makes sense. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm fucking saying, bro. It's like, if you're an adult and the same people that tried to, or like that assaulted you or beat you as a child, tried to lift their hand to you to hit you or touch you inappropriate as an adult, and you know right from wrong now, and you know I'm an adult, I don't have to stand for this or whatever, I can stand up for myself, what are you gonna do? You're gonna hit them. So it's like, it's giving me the energy of like, I don't know, dog. It's like, they know at this point, if they don't make this divine intervention, you're smart as hell. You know all your opponents. You know all your enemies. It's like, you're on the verge that if they don't do something about this, you're going to go after everybody that hurts you or something. Something like that. That's what it's giving me. Yeah, facts. They're like, damn, she's strategic as fuck, too. Like, you play chess, not checkers. You know how to get away with shit, or you know what you're doing. You know universal laws. You know that literally you could get away with murder because energetically they did all this stuff to you. It's like, you're not going to get in trouble on this reality or in the heavens because it's defense or something like that. It's like, that's another thing that scares them. Cause it's like the way everything's set up, and it's your Mars placement. I promise you, somebody else, it's not my message, but somebody else listening, it's like, you also got the same Mars as me, a Mars in Cancer. Yeah. I don't know. But this Aries season is very monumental. It's like very important, and especially it's like, you could have said something to your spirit team too, like, boom. I might have to split this into like two parts because it's hella long and I don't want it to be that goddamn long. So it might be like part one and part two of Divine Feminine, whatever. But like, you could have said before Mars happened, like, by the time April happens, bet not nothing else negative happened to me or I'm fucking shit off, because I see the Aries, the Magician here, but it's Aries season, and with the Strength here, it's like, you could have said that on some humbug, not really paying attention, but the gods are like trying to keep you calm during this season because this is the season of war. So you do have that energy of like, any day now, if this shit comes through and it's negative, I'm on a warpath, and I'm powerful with it, and I know who to go after. It's not like you're going to go on a string of doing stuff to people that don't deserve it. You're going after the people that hurt you. That's what it's like. And it's like, yeah, something like that. They've been dangling, oh, you have a beautiful family and kids and a husband in front of you, and oh, you guys are gonna have all these businesses in this future. It's like they've been dangling that in front of you. That shit don't matter no more. I'm not saying you don't want it, but it's like, I'll believe that shit when I see it. For right now, I don't believe nothing y'all talking about, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks because it's like, you're really a faith-based person, or I don't know if you're religious or spiritual, but it's like, you really do love and believe in the gods, but it's like, they're not giving you nothing to go off of. So I don't know, bro. It's like, something's off. Yeah. Is there a masculine? There's a masculine earth sign that is popping up, and I'm talking to the feminist, so I don't know why he popping up, but there's a masculine Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo popping up that is like confused or in their head about you, or something like that. Yeah, you know what, I don't know, because the last one I did, the earth sign fucking masculine one, that sounded like it was my message. It could have been other people's messages too, I don't know. Take it as it resonates. Not everybody has an evil twin. It might not have been an evil twin. It could have been a friend or a homegirl or something, I don't fucking know. But, or it could have just been rumors or gossip or something, but it's like, I'm seeing this pop up in this reading, and this is not my reading. So it's like, it's for somebody that's an earth sign feminine. You have an earth sign masculine that's confused about you or trying to figure you out or something. And it's like, your energy, you're just ready to move on, because it's like your energy is tired of stagnation. It's tired of back and forth. It's tired of being stuck in one place or back and forth with a person, a place, a thing, people in general, jobs, anything, ideas, thoughts. If it ain't moving forward, if it ain't positive moving forward, going with the flow, you don't fucking want it. If it's taking too long, I'm not saying that it's like the good things in life aren't worth waiting for, but it's like something about like something not being clear. What the fuck is up? Like, you like me, I like you. Let's talk. Let's move forward. Shit ain't moving forward, then why are we sitting here looking at me for? What are you looking at me for? You know what I'm saying? What are you just listening to me for? Like, what are we actually doing? So there's something that's pissing off you about a relationship or something like that. Two of cups, two of wands, that you're like, at this point, either we're going to walk away from each other or we're going to have positive movement forward, but there is no back and forth anymore. I don't know. And maybe you need to be calm or happy in order to make this type of decision. Yeah, with hermit mode, like, you've been alone for a while. You've been expecting a divine masculine to come in and reach out to you for a while. You might know exactly who your twin flame is supposed to be. You might know who your soulmate is supposed to be, whatever. And it's like they haven't busted a move yet, and then all this other shit's going on with you too. It's just like, all right, at this point, am I cursed? Because I'm a practitioner. I know that I've been taking off the curses. I can tell when people are hexing me. So, like, let's get down. Like, it's like you're a problem solver and you can't solve the problem. Like I said, you might have Virgo placements. Virgos like to solve problems, even other people's problems. And the fact that you can't solve your own could be pissing you off to the point of, like, no return. Like, this is my fucking life. What is actually the fuck going on? Is this person actually interested in me? Or are they like, fuck off, bitch, and I'm delusional? If so, tell me to fuck off, and then I'll go and be with somebody else. But, like, it's just weird vibes, and it's just giving me that everybody's over it. Like, you're over it. The gods are over you going back and forth about this, but it's not your fault. Something like that. Yeah. I see that they're gonna come in and show you how protected you are, how supported you are. You might have an opportunity to travel. You might have, like I said in the beginning, you might have like a relationship situation that you thought was over, or you thought like, yeah, this is never gonna come back, or like, this motherfucker hasn't said nothing in how long. I don't think they're ever gonna say anything. It's like, just when you think it's over, it might pop up and be like, wow, and then it's like better than expected or something. I don't know, but there's so much going on with Earth sign divine feminines. I know there's a lot going on with me too, but I still, you know, whenever shit's going on with me, I still think about other people too and be like, let me pray for y'all. So I'll pray for you, bro, because, you know, some people can't handle it, some people can. But even like, it's like one of those things where in this case, it's not meant for you to handle all this on your own, or it's not fair, or it's like, it's just too much. It's over. It's like an overabundance of bullshit or something. So I don't know. I'll pray for y'all. Shit, pray for me too, because at this point, baby, y'all heard me when I fucking found that shit out. I told y'all I took a couple days to figure this out. This twin shit has been fucking my head up. It's been pissing me off, you know? On top of all the things I already been going on, I don't have time for nothing else either. So I feel whoever this message is for. I hope it helps you guys. Like, it did say there was a message within the message, so I hope this helps. Hopefully, you know, this all can get resolved, and whenever I tap back in with y'all energy, it's like positive things, like, oh yeah, the gods came through and congrats and woo woo woo. Like, hopefully it's good shit and it's not like, oh my god, somebody killed somebody. Jesus Christ, you snapped and went crazy. Like, hopefully it's not nothing crazy like that, because I do see it in the cards. Like, somebody's going to go fucking crazy if something doesn't change soon. Yeah. That's all I got, Earth sign divine feminine. Like I said, after this one, I'm going to take the weekend to just be to myself. I have my own shit going on. And I just need a break. So y'all hear from me after the weekend. Love you guys. Peace. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.